on our morning show today from WRCO, we've got a chance to spotlight for the first time in a long time the InHealth Community Wellness Clinic from Boscobel. Joining us, Robin Chamberlain Sweeney, who is Executive Director, and Lori Krug, who is the Board Secretary. And I think as we start, Robin, it may be important to talk a little bit about the history of this and what it's all about.
Well, back in 2007, I just realized what a need there was, especially in Grant and Crawford County. A lot of people, you know, there were floods in Gay's Mills. A lot of people didn't have health insurance. They were using the Boscobel emergency room as a means to see a doctor. And I was hearing so many stories about how they had to either get their medicine or not get their groceries and that kind of thing. And I just felt so angry that I knew I had to do something about it. And my husband at the time said, well, we have space downstairs. Why don't you start a free clinic? And I think he was joking. And I'm like, okay, but I'm a retired art teacher. I didn't know how to start a free clinic. And I prayed a lot, and I just kept learning about things and raising money and talking to doctors and talking to the community, talking to churches, because a lot of churches misunderstood that, thinking a free clinic was an abortion clinic, you know. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of educating that had to go on, and went to a lot of schools, talking to nurses. And anyway, it took about 9 months, but of course, I'm no longer married to my first husband. I think that may have been real hard on him, because I worked so much on this project, you know. I was working 9-10 hour days every single day of the week, and we opened up on October 22nd. In 2007, and the very first person who came in the door, we saved their life. And there were so many people in need that we'd have 30 to 35 people waiting outside, even on lawn chairs. And we were only open for 3 hours once a week at that time. So we had to get a nurse practitioner and a doctor in those early days. And when the Affordable Care Act happened, we would get navigators to help people get on insurance, and that saved our clinic a lot, saved our doctors, and it gave people insurance, and I hope we don't lose that altogether, because so many people depend on it, you know.
Definitely. Lori, why did you get involved with this initially? Do you recall?
Robin encouraged me to join the clinic's board. I retired from the Middleton Cross Plains School District in 2023, July. And so I moved back to Boscobel, and she asked me if I'd be interested in volunteering. And yeah, I was a benefits specialist, so this was right up my line. I enjoyed, you know, working with people that need benefits and healthcare.
It has to be gratifying to know that you're making a difference, that people are helping. I'm sure you've saved more than one life over the years, too.
Very right? much
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Very
and
much so.
It was, at one point, it was probably a life every month, you know. I mean, people would come in with blood pressure that was so high that we'd have to drive them over to the hospital for fear that they were going to have a stroke right at the clinic, you know, many different things like that. But because we were there, they came in, you know. And, I get emotional when I talk about some of those things.
Well, I can see your passion, you know, both of you, and why you're involved and things like that. I think one of the whole goals of you being here is we want to get the word out that there are people in the listening area that are eligible for this.
Right. Absolutely. In fact, our board just met at our monthly meeting this month, and we got to talking about how with the income there's you don't have as much discretionary income as you used to have because we're seeing escalating prices at the grocery store. We're seeing escalating prices at the pump. We're seeing escalating prices for energy costs. And people are really stretched. And we want to help that. And then also another big factor was the elimination of the ACA subsidies. People, their insurance premium was going to skyrocket on the ACA, or they would have to take a plan that was so outrageous with deductible and coinsurance that they just didn't renew on the ACA because they couldn't afford it.
It doubled.
Yes. Yeah. So we wanted to fill a gap for people. And
so we were talking about, you know, we used to be at 300% of poverty level. So if you made...
An individual could make as much as $3,990 a month, one person, to receive service at our clinic. And because of the recent increase that we decided to bump it up to 350%, so now an individual that seeks care can make as much as $4,655 a month to fall within our service guidelines. Now, in order to take advantage of that, we do have to ask people to bring in information about the household income. That can be in the form of a tax return, a pay stub, but it does have to consider each person in the household. And then the poverty chart goes up in accordance with the number of individuals you have in your family. So, for instance, a family of five can be served in our clinic if their monthly income is $11,281.66.
Interesting. And this, again, is for people that have no insurance, right? If you have just even a small policy, you wouldn't be eligible for this, though, right?
That is correct. Right. You must be totally without insurance.
Right. But what our clinic covers... I mean, we cover dental. Now, if somebody has insurance but they don't have any way to pay for their dental care, we can still help them with dental or vision care. Yeah, so we can help up to $750 per patient for a dental procedure or new glasses and an exam. And we also serve, we expanded our services, started out as Grant and Crawford County, but now we're doing Richland and Vernon County as well. So if somebody's coming from Viroqua and they need dental care, we can help them get dental care.
Well, that's really good to know and get that word out there as well. You never know. I mean, somebody could lose their job tomorrow, lose their insurance, and be really stuck, right?
We have some pretty good doctors, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a dentist that comes to us from Middleton area, Madison, Middleton area, and the kids absolutely love him. He has a practice that he follows where he does not use needles, no drills.
He's one of 12 dentists in the state that can do drill-free dentistry. So it's all, he puts a chemical in the tooth rather than giving you a shot and he's so funny.
Yes, he has. He's quite a character.
Yeah,
he'll bring in a huge toothbrush, and you know he'll joke around with the kids.
He'll stuff tissues. You have the kids stand straight. Stuff tissues. The tissues are supposed to be the food in your teeth. See?
Yeah,
and then he'll brush their belly, and they laugh. I've never seen a child going out of that dental office with a tear.
Frightened.
Yeah. And they can't wait to get back.
Less scary.
Exactly. Yeah,
absolutely. Yep. So you have cooperation from doctors that volunteer their times and things like
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. We have doctors.
We have four doctors.
Dr. Kammer, Dr. Valio, Dr. Cook, and Dr. Wilhelm. And now we've got Suzanne Simon as well.
Yeah, we have
And then we have the registered nurse from the school district in Boscobel has just recently started volunteering with us. And we have a director of nursing. And she also works part-time for the Kickapoo School District.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another nurse. And then we have pharmacy techs.
And then we have probably 40 volunteers that help raise, do fundraising. And there's a lot. It's a big family.
Sure sounds like it. Yeah.
It is.
Another important thing to get out there is the place and the time if somebody's listening and interested, Robin.
Well, you're going to ask me for that here. Usually we are open on Mondays, but sometimes we're open on Wednesdays, depending on when the doctor can come in. So, but you can find it on our website.
The website address is inhealthcwc.net. That's In Health Community Wellness Clinic. That's the acronym for... Mm-hmm.
Do they have to make appointments in advance, or it's...
We recommend that they do.
Okay.
Since COVID, we used to have walk-ins before then, but now since COVID, it just works out better if the doctor knows how many patients are coming in. And sometimes there's quite a few patients that come in, you know, and sometimes the doc will know that I only have to be there for a couple hours, you know. But like Monday, he was there till 9 o'clock at night after working all day, too. So
dedication, that's for sure.
We had a situation where a dental patient was going to come in. And he didn't show up for his appointment, which was very unusual. And the staff was very concerned about him, so they kept trying to call his number. And finally, they got through to him. And he was having a medical crisis, which was the reason that he was not coming in for that appointment. And that doctor was willing to drive to him to help with the purpose that he was coming in. Huh. And that just goes to show you the compassion and the...
You mean the dentist was willing?
Yeah, Dr. Kammer was going to make a trip all the way over to, I think it was Cassville area.
Wow.
And he lives in Middleton. But he was willing to make that trip over with his dental assistant to help him.
That's amazing. And you've taken a lot of stress off the local hospitals as well, right? Or somebody in an emergency situation and things like that?
Yeah. We, you know, people used to use the local hospital's ER just because they didn't have access to a doctor. And that was putting a lot of stress on the hospitals, especially if they're nonprofit hospitals that have to serve people whether they get paid or not, you know. But now they help us out with lab and x-ray, and then we help them out by having a doctor so people don't have to go into the ER and they don't, you know, they can use our supplies, not the ER supplies, and just it's just good for everybody.
Do you accept donations, Lori?
Absolutely.
And how do you do that?
Well, we have the website. Mm-hmm. There's a PayPal donation link or button that you can go out and you can provide a donation through that mechanism, or you can mail a check to the clinic. Mm-hmm. We're on East Bluff Street.
109 East Bluff, Boscobel, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. 53805.
Correct.
And this day and age, grants become so important as well. Does somebody work on writing grants and whatnot?
We have a grant writer. You know, when I first started the clinic, I thought I had to do everything. And I was burning out. And that's when our clinic coordinator, Pam Stuckey, kept running into me in different places, different grocery stores, different, you know, and every time I'd see her, and I didn't even know who she was, you know, every time I'd see her, she'd say, "Well, do you need me yet?" And I would say, "Who are you? What do you do?" You know, and she said, "Well, I'm a medical
assistant.
Well, medical assistant. Yeah, she does.
I think she had certification.
Yeah.
As a medical assistant.
So she did. She can do, you know, all the charting and all of the inner things into the computer and all of that. And I'll tell you, by the third time I ran into her, I said, "Yeah, I need you. God, I really need you. I can't do this all by myself." And I was writing grants at that time too. And you know, I was an art teacher. I'm not into numbers like that. You know, it was tough to write grants back then. And then we interviewed this woman named Angie Wright, who's a grant writer from Platteville area. And this is all she does for a living. She brings in so much money to our clinic every. Well, the problem is it's all goes into categories like dental care, or it, and once in a while it helps pay the bills, you know, or pay for Pam, who's just about our only employee, except for our cleaning lady. We pay her, but everybody else
volunteers.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. I also was going to say about, I've lost my train of thought now. I'm sorry.
Your equipment, then. You have equipment there at the building that you use regularly? Yeah. That needs to be updated from time to time as well, I'm sure, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Correct. So donations would be much appreciated if people have a desire to support us in any way.
Let's talk about medications, too. You know, your support from pharmacies and things like that. You're getting that quite well, too, aren't you, Robin?
Yeah, that our pharmacy, some of our medications are donated medications from what is that?
Direct
relief.
Direct relief.
Now, if they're a donated medication, we can't charge for it. So if somebody comes in and needs blood pressure medication and it comes from direct relief, they really don't have to pay for it. It's free. But if we have to buy it, even if it's a $300 medication, it's $6 at our free clinic if they're a patient.
We also have a bookcase that is stocked with medications from this direct relief over the counters. Tylenol,
cough
Theraflu,
medicine.
Different items like that. And people are welcome to come in and take what they need, no charge.
Because those things run into money as well. If you're buying.
Exactly.
Right.
And so we also offer, you know, tubes of toothpaste and toothbrushes. So,
and at one time,
it's all a part of the health.
Some years ago, they made it possible for hygienists to be able to work in schools without being under a dentist. And when I heard about that, I was walking my dog, and I thought, oh my gosh, we could go into schools, because I was getting reports all the time about school nurses calling saying, I have these students that need help, you know, dental help. And by the time they get into high school, they already have periodontal disease because they're not getting to see a dentist. And I got thinking about that, and I thought, wow, we could get a hygienist, and we could start going into schools, and we could get these kids when they're real little, you know. And the whole idea was if they had a dental home, we weren't going to take them. The hygienist would sit down and say to the kids, okay, this is a proper way to brush, you know. But if they didn't have a dental home, then she would say, okay, we're going to give you sealants, and we're going to clean your teeth. And, you know, but all the children had to see the hygienist because we didn't want a stigma attached to it, you know, like only the poor kids are going to the hygienist, you know. So I came home, and my girls were there. My daughters were adopted in Ukraine when they were little, and they were just learning English, you know. And I said, what would we call a program like this? And my youngest daughter said, what about teeth for life? You want your teeth for life, don't you? And I'm like, that's wonderful. I love that. And so we started the Teeth for Life program. And we got into, first it was 8 school districts, and then it was 18. And we had to hire a second hygienist. And we even started a thrift shop to try to pay for all this. And it got to the point where it was such a successful program that the counties decided to take it on, and we let those hygienists go on their way. You know, we don't do that Teeth for Life under the free clinic anymore, but it was the brainchild of the free clinic anyway.
Right, and just recently, actually, we had an inquiry from the Fenimore...
A Fenimore group that raises money.
Money for health needs.
Yeah, they opened up the clinic in Fenimore. They helped the library. It's just a Fenimore group that gets together and they brainstorm, well, how can we help the people in our community, right?
And it's all 100% donations.
Yeah,
and so they ask, gifted us.
Yeah, how can you help us if we give you money? How can you help us help the kids in our community? And so I told them, well, if we had money to just help your children, we'd have the nurse identify the child that needs help, and we would pay through the clinic, pay for that child's dental care, you know. And so
they gave us a $4,500 gift to
help the Fenimore children.
Children of Fenimore with their dental needs.
And I would give anything if every community thought of their own kids that way.
Exactly. You know? That's another way that we could encourage, if people are looking for a way to support this
the children
endeavor,
within their own, yeah.
You know, for their community,
yeah.
They can do something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
And it all goes into a special account that's only used for those children in Fenimore, so it doesn't come out of our regular dental program or monies or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful program. Again, it's serving a wider area than you did when you started things like that. And I'm guessing it can only increase. Is it unique? I mean, because other areas and cities have, you know, wellness clinics and whatnot. But what makes this one unique? Any idea on it?
Well, the fact that we've survived for almost 20 years.
Right.
You know, that's huge.
Yeah, that's huge. And
just the caliber of our volunteer professionals, the dentists, the medical doctors.
Right.
I mean, to give that kind of time and energy at no cost.
And sometimes we do things that, you probably notice I wear a lot of rings. Well, sometimes strange things happen that start something within our clinic. One time, one of the doctors came out, and I was at the clinic that night, and this doctor came out, and she said, Robin, you need to go in there and talk to this woman because she's going to commit suicide. And I'm like, whoa, I don't know what to say. But I'll go in there and talk to her. And here she was going through... She just discovered she had MS. She lost her fiance. She lost her job. She was losing her ability to walk. She had no reason to live. And all I could do is I was wearing an extra ring, and I took it off my hand and I put it on her finger. And I said, now listen, rings are a sign of commitment. And this is your family here now. This free clinic is your family. And what we're going to do is we're committed to you. We're going to help you. You can call me 24/7. I'll keep the phone on. If you need to talk to somebody, I'm right here for you. If you need me to come and be with you, I'll come and be with you. 2 years later, she came into our thrift shop, which we don't have anymore, but we did at that time. And she was walking with a cane, and she was getting help from a specialist. And she walked up to the desk, and she said, do you remember me? And, of course, I'd only seen her just the once. And I said, well, I believe I do, but I'd forgotten your name. And she said, See this ring on my finger? Do you know how many times that I felt that ring and thought, I'm not alone. I'm not going through this alone. And I just started crying. I stood up and I hugged her. And I said, I'm so glad you came in and told me what that ring did for you. And I went to the clinic that day and I said, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get rings for every volunteer, everybody. You know, if somebody needs help, and the only way we can help them is to support them with a ring and a message that we're here for you, we'll do it, you know, whatever it takes. And I think since then I've probably given out thousands of rings, thousands. And I'm not exaggerating. In fact, a local thrift shop will send me rings. They'll collect them and send me rings. So I always have rings to give out.
Sounds like wonderful short stories. You could almost write some books about it. You know what's happened. Yeah, good stuff. Anything else either you'd like to add today about the wellness clinic?
Well, we really appreciate being able to, you know, share our information with the community. And if you are concerned about whether you qualify or not, come on in. We're open usually on Mondays and Wednesdays. Pam's there to accept paperwork and all of that. And we're at 109 East Bluff Street in the lower level in Boscobel, Wisconsin.
And you've expanded the area. Laura, you've got some, I mean, this really encompasses most of our listening area.
Yeah. Exactly. We serve Vernon County, Crawford County, Grant County, and Richland County.
Yep.
So pretty much the area around Grant County. And so,
yep.
Good. Well, kudos to you guys for making a difference. Thanks for what you do.
Well, thank you
for your time. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Lori Krug and Robin Chamberlain Sweeney representing the InHealth Community Wellness Clinic located in Boscobel.